view. This is a poem about that uses the book A Room with a View. And all you really need to know about the book, in case you haven't read Forrester's novel, is that it has a ridiculously happy ending. Small Town plays off of that. How fortunate that last meeting with Mr. Emerson in the church. How much like an intervention of God or the writer. And that Lucy would see his meaning and understand at last that she loved George, and that George would not have offed himself or left the country or put himself in a death-like trance calling forth the need for unreliable messengers. This is all very fortunate. Not to mention being born with money and good looks and not in that day and age having died or been disfigured by one or another then horrifying diseases. I see once again that love is for the very lucky, or else there is some will that will not, generally speaking, be frustrated by details. Will you, M, now insurmountable in your other life, wander someday into my church confused and be turned toward the life I have long imagined? This book made it seem as though you would, and for that, I threw it at the wall. It's somewhere out of sight in another room. Thank you.